Come, let us sing to Adonai. Let us praise the God of all creation. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Let all creation praise the greatness of God. Let the universe extol the glory of Adonai. Stars and planets flung in orbit, galaxies that swirl through space, powers hid within the atom, cells that form an infant's face. These, O God, in silence praise you, by your wisdom they are made. Skies adorned with sunset splendor, silent peaks in calm repose, golden fields awaiting harvest, foaming surf and fragrant rose. Earth, her bounty clothed with beauty, echoes all creation's praise. Life in wondrous wild profusion, seed and fruit, each flower and tree, beast and fish and swarming insect, soaring bird rejoicing free. These your creatures join in chorus, praising you in wordless song. Humankind, earth's deepest mystery, born of dust but touched by grace, torn apart by tongue and color, yet a single striving race. We in whom you trace your image, add our words to nature's song. Gracious God, we bring before you gifts of human life alone, truth that throbs through song and story, visions caught in paint and stone. These, O God, we gladly offer, gifts to praise the giver's name. Christ the Word before creation, as creation's final goal, once you came for earth's redemption, by your Spirit make earth whole. Then, O God, the new creation, will your praise forever sing. How often have I longed to gather your children, as a hen gathers her brood under her wings. Give ear, O heavens, while I speak. Let the earth hearken to the words of my mouth. May my instructions soak in like the rain, and my discourse permeate like the dew, like a downpour upon the grass, like a shower upon the crops. For I will sing the renown of Adonai, O proclaim the greatness of our God, the rock, how faultless the deeds, how right all God's ways, a faithful God without deceit, both upright and just. Yet basely has Adonai been treated by these degenerate children, a perverse and crooked race. Is Adonai to be repaid by you thus, O stupid and foolish people? Is God not the Holy One who created you, who made and established you? Think back on the days of old. Reflect on the years of age upon age. Ask your parents, and they will inform you. Ask your elders, and they will tell you. When the Most High assigned the nations their heritage, When the Holy One parceled out the descendants of Adam, God set up the boundaries of the peoples after the number of the children of God. While Adonai's own portion was Jacob, God's hereditary share was Israel. Finding them in a wilderness, a wasteland of howling desert, Adonai shielded them and cared for them, guarding them as the apple of God's eye. As an eagle incites its nestlings forth by hovering over its brood, so Adonai spread wings to receive them and bore them up on mighty pinions. Adonai alone was their leader, no strange god to help or hinder. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. How often have I longed to gather your children as a hen gathers her brood under her wings. A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. Contribute to the needs of the holy ones. Exercise hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. Have the same regard for one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be concerned for what is noble in the sight of all. If possible on your part, live at peace with all. Thanks be to God.
Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Look to each other's interests, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Glory to the Abba and the Word, and the holy breath of love. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ.
When you are invited to a feast, seek the lowest place. For those who exalt the self will be humbled, and those who humble the self will be exalted. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear, and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. and you, child called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. When you are invited to a feast, seek the lowest place, for those who exalt the self will be humbled, and those who humble the self will be exalted. You created all things and found everything you made to be very good. Help us to live as your image, loving and caring for all of creation. You gave us the Sabbath day to rehearse your reign. May we cease from work and reverence all that you sustain. You gave us the sun to provide the energy, light, and heat that enabled Mother Earth to bring forth life in all its marvelous diversity, individuality, and community. Give us the wisdom and will to live in harmony with and for the common good of all creation. Create new hearts in us, O God, and fill us with your Holy Spirit. Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not lead us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Holy One and God of endless compassion, you are the praise of all your saints and the joy of all creation. Direct all our actions by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit and further them on with your continual help, so that every prayer and work of ours may always begin from you, be carried out in harmony with all of creation, and through you be brought to completion. For yours is the power and glory of love now and forever. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.